Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation was not planning on taking the floor, given that our position has already been clearly articulated in the statement just delivered by my distinguished colleague from Ecuador on behalf of the Group of Ten. However, I feel compelled to respond to or request clarification with regard to some arguments we have heard from the floor. We heard the argument that morality is a function of space and time and highly subjective, thus it should not constitute a core element of our discussions and cannot be treated at the same level as international law. But using this same line of argument, we would remind that similarly, much of what was considered legal a century ago is considered illegal today, and vice versa. This should not lead us to say that the law is subjective and cannot be agreed upon, or that it loses importance in guiding our debate. We would argue, on the contrary, that ethics was critical in guiding evolution in the law, and that it should be treated as an overarching framework, not at a subordinate or secondary level as compared to international law, but instead at the heart of all our discussions. Mr. Chair, another argument we heard this morning is that ethical considerations can weigh in favor of acquiring autonomous weapon systems, because allegedly, these weapon systems have benefits, including increased accuracy and targeting. Let's assume for a moment that these so-called benefits exist. Are the proponents of this argument saying that when a person is targeted and killed in a more accurate or speedy manner thanks to the use of machine processes, that person's human dignity, a core ethical consideration, is not only upheld but actually increases as a result? I would like to make sure I have properly understood. Is this the argument that is being made? A third argument we heard is that the appropriate use of machines can enhance human agency. But by definition, more autonomy in weapon systems means less human agency in decisions to use force. You cannot simultaneously have more of both. So we would again appreciate clarification on this point. How can delegating more decisions and functions to machines contribute to enhancing human agency? We would be grateful for feedback on these critical issues, as having a common understanding of them is necessary in order to make progress on this section. I thank you, Mr. Chair.